Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today's Friday, and we conclude our discussion today on likability. And when I started on Monday, I talked about the fact that likability is underrated because people that are likable will experience more success. Because if you are likable, others will help you. And if others will help you, it's easier to get further in life. It's just that simple. So what do we do to become more likable? We take interest in what other people have to say, which we talked about on Monday as well. You know, we make a great first impression, and that means going beyond just a simple handshake when you first meet people. You make the interaction about the other person. Take interest in people, and they will like you more. And treat everyone with respect. No one is more important than someone else. Treat everybody the same way. And if you do that, then that automatically makes you a much more likable person. But the last point I want to make here is, you know, while first impressions are important, so are last and leaving impressions. So what you want to do in the end is you want to conclude a conversation you're having, that first conversation where you first meet somebody. Conclude it in a memorable way. It's always, you know, the standard line is nice meeting you. And it's overused. Everybody uses it. It almost doesn't mean much anymore. But here, why not try something else? Hey, I am so glad I had the opportunity to get to know you today. That is such a different feeling and conveys so much more than just, it's nice to meet you. Right? Everybody uses nice to meet you. Again, doesn't really mean much. Find something memorable to leave people with. And as I said the other day, smile, right? That smile means so much in the whole process. But remember, that last impression, you want to leave people for them saying, that was an amazing person I just met. That's the impression you want to leave. And I want you to think about ways you can do that. We interact with people every day. You meet new people on a regular basis. And as you're meeting those people, what is it that you can do to leave that lasting impression? And what are you going to conclude with? That's really where I want you to focus. And beyond that, as you start to think this weekend, I want you to ask yourself how you would rate yourself on what I'll call the likability scale. And think about those tweaks that you can make in each interaction to bring it to a new level. Remember what I said, the more likable you are, the more successful you ultimately can become. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires in life, and I simply ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. It just means getting here for a few minutes a day and coming with an open mind, and it costs you nothing to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just want you to think about that likability factor. Are you doing everything you can to endear yourself to those people around you? I want you to think about it. And I want you to do what you can to make a bigger difference in the lives of the people you meet.